Okay, let's unpack this. Welcome back to the Deep Dives, where we take the source material you've shared, peel back the layers, and find the truly tactical nuggets that define an operation. Today, we're stepping into the high-stakes, behind-the-scenes world of legal logistics, that essential process that makes the civil justice system actually move.
It's the critical first hurdle, because as the materials confirm in the legal system, two defenses simply don't hold up. First, I didn't know this case was happening, and maybe more strategically relevant for attorneys, I couldn't find the opposing party. If you can't prove service, your case is just dead in the water.
So our mission today is custom tailored for you. We're doing a deep analysis of the tactical operations of a specialized litigation support service right in the heart of Louisiana's capital region. We're specifically analyzing sources focused on Baton Rouge process servers, which is led by Scott Frank.
And we're dealing with highly focused expertise here. Scott Frank is he's highlighted in the materials as a court-appointed process server with over 20 years of experience. That two-decade track record is heavily weighted toward navigating the very intricate procedures of the 19th Judicial District Court.
Right. We keep saying the 19th Judicial District Court or the 19th JDC. For anyone not deep in the local legal scene, what does that jurisdiction really signify in Baton Rouge?
The 19th JDC is the anchor point. It handles all major civil litigation, everything from, say, complex business disputes to serious personal injury cases, all within East Baton Rouge Parish. It's where the high-value, time-sensitive cases live. And crucially, the core operation we're analyzing today, it extends well beyond just that one court.
Okay, so what are the geographic boundaries then? What are the key courts that must be covered to be a true regional specialist?
Well, they define their operational hot zones very clearly. It's East Baton Rouge, plus the rapidly growing surrounding parishes. We're talking Ascension and Livingston. And on top of that, they have to regularly service specialized venues like the Baton Rouge City Court. That's where you see high volume cases like evictions and smaller claims. And then there's the federal court for the Middle District of Louisiana.
So that breadth of local knowledge from the parish level all the way to the federal level, that's what's needed to be a primary strategic partner for local law firms.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's unpack the immediate strategic question. Why would an attorney use a private server when the sheriff's office is, legally required to handle service? Isn't hiring a private firm just adding an unnecessary layer of complexity and cost?
That's a really necessary question, and the sources provide a clear, quantifiable answer. It's the cost of delay. The sheriff's office in East Baton Rouge Parish is, and rightly so, focused on its core mandate, which is criminal work. This means civil papers are often processed only when resources allow, and the sources explicitly state that those papers can end up sitting for weeks.
Weeks. Wow. In civil litigation, a delay of several weeks isn't just an inconvenience. It can be fatal to a case, especially when you're up against a tight prescriptive deadline or you need to enforce, say, a temporary restraining order.
Exactly. Every single day a summons sits unserved, the opposing counsel gains time, it drags out the discovery clock, it complicates negotiation strategies, and it spikes the client's overall legal fees. The value proposition of a private service isn't a luxury, it's an efficiency measure. When a law firm hires a specialist like Scott Frank's team, that paper moves immediately. Speed and precision are their only priorities, and that directly controls the litigation timeline.
And to control that timeline effectively, they have to offer calibrated urgency. The sources detail three distinct tiers of service, which really gives us a look into their logistical calibration.
They match the pace to the legal urgency. The most common is routine service. This is designed for papers where the first attempt can wait, 3 to 5 business days. It's reliable, it's cost effective.
Then you jump up to rush service, and that's a pretty significant leap in commitment.
It is. Rush service means the first physical attempt is guaranteed within 24 to 48 hours. This is the choice when the case requires speed. Let's say a response to a motion is due soon, or you just need to establish jurisdiction quickly. It forces the defendant to immediately react.
And finally, for the true hair-on-fire emergency filings of the 19th JDC, we have same-day service.
Immediate dispatch. This is often triggered by judicial deadlines or injunctions where the paperwork has to be served that morning, and the affidavit of service filed with the court almost simultaneously that afternoon. Understanding when to use each tier is the strategic nugget for any attorney. And a successful server has to be ready to execute any of these flawlessly across the whole service area.
Let's pivot to that service area.
Mm-hmm.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this isn't just about the skyscrapers downtown, right?
Mm-hmm.
A regional specialist has to know the entire metro map. to maintain that speed?
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about logistical competence across really diverse communities. They need to be routinely hitting Northern East Baton Rouge places like Zachary and Baker, and they specifically call out the Central City region, listing it by its 7BO818 zip code, because that area has its own distinct geographical challenges compared to the city center.
And then the surrounding parishes. You've got Denham Springs and Livingston, the rapid growth areas of Gonzales and Prairieville and Ascension, and across the river in Port Allen. That local geographical fluency must be the hidden asset that lets them guarantee those rush and same-day commitments.
It's the difference between a successful service attempt and a wasted trip to some remote corner of the parish. You just can't outsource that kind of deep on-the-ground knowledge.
Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Moving beyond just the simple delivery of a summons or a subpoena, The sources show that these servers are offering a full suite of specialized litigation support, positioning them as true tactical partners for law firms.
Precisely. They are mitigating logistical risks and really reducing overhead costs for the firms they serve. The first two services are classic time-saving measures for attorneys who just can't afford to waste billable hours on administrative tasks.
Okay, let's start with the courthouse logistics.
That's courthouse filing and research. They basically act as the physical extension of the law firm. They run daily trips to the 19th JDC for crucial filings. They also handle the high-volume paperwork at the Baton Rouge City Court, especially for things like evictions and small claims, which often operate on accelerated schedules.
And what about the federal system? Is that different?
Yeah, for the federal court in the Middle District, they provide secure courier service. Federal filings have extremely strict, often complex, signature requirements. Using an expert secure courier ensures the document is accepted the first time, preventing those frustrating and costly rejections. The source is clear on this. The goal is stopping attorneys from wasting billable hours waiting in line or dealing with technical errors.
The second core service, this one focuses on a specific, very high-stakes segment of the legal market, landlord and eviction services.
This requires specific knowledge of Louisiana civil procedure. For property managers, this team handles the entire process. It starts with posting the required 5-day notice to vacate on the door, making sure all the technical requirements are met. Then, crucially, they handle serving the actual rule for eviction.
What exactly is the rule for eviction? Why is that service so time-sensitive?
The rule for eviction is the specialized legal document that immediately triggers a hearing date, sometimes just a few days away, allowing the landlord to regain possession quickly. If that document is served incorrectly, the whole process is invalid. The landlord has to restart, which can cost weeks of lost rent. The specialization here is crucial because the city court moves fast and tolerates zero errors in procedure.
Now, let's pivot to the third service, Finding the person who does not want to be found. The sources highlight advanced gip tracing. This sounds like something out of a detective novel. What makes their approach advanced?
It moves way beyond just public record searches. The team utilizes law enforcement-grade databases. This means they have access to robust, often cross-referenced data that goes deeper than what's available commercially. But the strategic nugget isn't just the data, it's the method.
Which is?
They verify the address before they attempt physical service. Your standard, low-cost server often just drives to the last known address and hopes for the best. This team, Baton Rouge Process Servers, they confirm the address is current and viable using investigative techniques first. It dramatically reduces the number of costly failed attempts for their client.
That immediately saves the law firm money and prevents wasted time chasing old leads. We even have that anecdote about their success rate.
Yes, the source mentions a specific case. They successfully tracked down a defendant in Central who had been skillfully dodging service for months. It highlights that they view service not as a quick delivery job, but as a tactical investigation. The quote is great. They don't just knock on the door and leave. We investigate. They use stakeouts, neighbor interviews, local intelligence, all to confirm viability before burning time and mileage.
That investigative edge sets up our final segment perfectly. Let's talk about technology and proof. When they finally do serve the defendant, the goal is to make it absolutely impossible for that person to claim, "I was never served." What tools are they using to ensure that peace of mind for the attorney?
The emphasis is on digital documentation that is admissible and, you know, undeniable in court. Every single attempt, successful or not, is documented using GPS verified service. This logs the precise coordinates of the server, the timestamp, and usually includes a photo of the location.
So if a defendant claims, I was on vacation, the attorney has a photo of the server standing on their porch at 2.15 p.m. last Tuesday, complete with latitude and longitude data. That is truly ironclad.
It creates ironclad proof of service. But for the really difficult or contentious serves think, ex-spouses, hostile business partners, anyone known to be evasive, they add another layer, body camera documentation.
Wow. This is a major tactical move. What's the specific utility of the body camera footage in court?
It protects the entire case. If the defendant tries to move to dismiss the lawsuit by claiming improper service, say, arguing they weren't handed the papers or the server acted improperly, the attorney has a complete video and audio record. This moves the issue of due process from a he said, she said argument straight into verifiable digital fact. It's the ultimate countermeasure.
This raises an important question, though. With all this sophisticated tech, GPS, databases, body cams, how crucial is actual? Boots on the ground, local knowledge in Baton Rouge specifically.
Yeah.
Can't a national company with good tech do the same job?
The sources make a strong case that local knowledge is irreplaceable, particularly in the micro world of East Baton Rouge Parish. For example, Scott Frank's team has a specific familiarity that a national service just cannot replicate. This includes the nuanced, unofficial rules of the road at the courthouse.
You mean beyond the published rules?
Exactly. They know the judges and clerks personally at the 19th JDC. They understand their specific, often unwritten filing preferences, things like preferred binding methods, specific margin sizes, or even what time of day certain documents must be presented. That knowledge is the difference between an accepted filing and a costly, time-wasting rejection.
And beyond the courtroom bureaucracy, there's the physical reality of the region. Baton Rouge traffic alone is a logistical nightmare.
That's a critical factor. They know how to route around the worst snarls. More importantly, they understand specialized local jurisdictions. For instance, successfully serving papers in affluent gated communities like Shenandoah or along Highland Road requires established access protocols, knowing how to deal with security efficiently.
And what about the complexity of a massive campus like LSU?
LSU is a world unto itself. Serving students or faculty requires specific knowledge of housing regulations, knowing which administrative office is the official recipient for certain documents, and navigating student dormitories, which are far more complicated than just serving a paper at a typical apartment. That is knowledge built over 20 years, not a week of training.
We should also mention the pricing model as a key differentiator for local law firms.
Right. They offer a flat rate pricing model for standard service areas, which is highly beneficial for budgeting a case. It means the law firm never gets surprised by hidden mileage fees or administrative surcharges just because the defendant moved from downtown to Central City. It provides cost predictability alongside speed.
So what's fascinating here is the absolute emphasis on deep specialization. This is so far from being a simple courier service.
It's highly specialized, high-stakes litigation support. They are minimizing risk, guaranteeing procedural compliance, and accelerating civil timelines, all in the intricate legal landscape of East Baton Rouge Parish. It's tactical efficiency wrapped in ironclad proof.
All right, wrapping up our deep dive today. Professional process serving in Baton Rouge is a critical, highly specialized operational arm for law firms. It's focused on moving papers with surgical speed, securing difficult service, and backing every single attempt with verifiable, irrefutable digital proof.
And a key clarification for you, the listener. The source materials define Baton Rouge Process Servers as a professional litigation support partner. And this is crucial. They are not a law firm. They cannot and do not provide legal advice. All the information we've analyzed today is for general educational and strategic understanding. We should also just reiterate their unique legal status. Since Louisiana lacks a statewide licensing mechanism, their operational legitimacy stems directly from Scott Frank's court appointments for the 19th JDC. And that really is the gold standard of local competence.
So here's a final thought for you. Consider the extensive and increasing reliance on digital, ironclad documentation, GPS coordinates, video evidence, photographic proof to defeat claims of non-service. How fundamentally does this technological drive change the definition of due process and the burden of proof in the future of civil litigation? Does verifiable digital truth replace the concept of reasonable notice? Something for you to mull over as you encounter the legal system.